Today's guiding principle from the United Methodist Code of Conduct is love. Our scripture for today can be found in the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 12. It says, "No one has ever seen God. If we love each other, God remains in us, and his love is made perfect in us." The greatest gift the people of faith can give to each other and to the world is the sharing of God's extraordinary love. There is no greater force at work in our lives or in the world that can bring about healing, hope, peace, and transformation than the power of God's love. Inside every human heart is a desire to know they are loved. And it is God's intention for every human being to know how deep God's love is for them. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "God is love. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is made complete in us." How we love each other and our neighbors is the most credible witness to how the love of God abides in our hearts. Can we authentically say that we love God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength? If we do not love each other and our neighbors as we love ourselves, God is love. And God has placed this holy calling to love on each of our lives. As the body of Christ, our mission is always to practice loving one another well. And when we do, God's love is being perfected in us. As we grow in God's grace and God's love grows in us, we become more loving, patient, kind, hospitable, gentle, forbearing, and joyful. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. And as we become greater witnesses of God's love in the world, there can be more peace, justice, healing, and hope. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Love is our mission. How is God's love showing up in your life? How is God's love manifested in how you see and understand your neighbor? How is God's love calling you to love better, to love deeper, to love well? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your unconditional love. May your love be perfected in us as we genuinely love and extend hospitality toward one another. May it be so. Thank you for listening today. My name is Amy Stewart, and I just read a devotion written by Bishop Tracy Smith Malone. We encourage you to download a written version of this 13-day devotional and to use them in your ministry setting. You can access it by visiting umsexualethics.org/devos. That's umsexualethics.org/devos.